Good morning, my brothers. How good and pleasant it is for us to come together again on this God Bless Tuesday to share the good news that the Savior loves each of us and desires us to communicate with Him on a regular basis. God bless you and welcome to another edition of our corporate and collective and continuous prayer cycle. Thank God for our ability to humble ourselves daily and intercede on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the great men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We come together each day to fortify our faith in the Father who formed us and framed us and fixed us when we were flawed and has forgiven us, even in the midst of our faults. We praise God for each of you. We have more than the two or three that guarantees the presence of the Almighty, and we thank God for impressive numbers. Yesterday, we were at 106 yesterday, so we've begun our week in the triple digits, and we know that we will continue even during this week of our leadership conference. God bless each of you for being on the phone. Especially delighted to hear the voice of those who have joined us, who are grand officers, current and past, those who are district leaders, current and past. And we look forward to fellowshipping with everyone that will be traveling this week. We pray that God would give all of those traveling to Atlantic City safe travel there and back. And we'll bless our time together as we are coming for the inaugural Dr. Moses C. Norman Leadership Conference. Thank God for each of you. We're delighted to have each of you on the phone. I know I heard Dr. Knox join. I did not hear Dr. Staccato Powell. He's traveling in Germany. He may be on the phone. We pray for him that God will continue to give him safe travel. But we are delighted to have our chieftain on the phone, who is our exalted leader, and we praise God for him. I'm going to ask at this time that we would receive our immediate past Grand Bosselist, Dr. Tony F. Knox, as he comes to us in his own way. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Good morning, brothers. Brothers, I praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord, oh my soul. Brothers, this morning, the first thing is Brother Michael Jackson is in surgery as we speak. Michael is having a procedure done that hopefully they can go in, and they've targeted the cancer in his liver. Hopefully they can go in and blow this out and blow it away. So, brothers, please pray for him as he's battled cancer after cancer, and he's still strong through his faith and through prayers. And he's on the call. And so this morning, let's pray that the doctors will be able to see this through. As one of our brothers, Dr. Lynn Johnson, who we recognized last year in the fraternity, has stepped in to be a part of this team. So, brothers, please keep him in your prayer. As we recognize that there are other brothers that are going through things, it means so much to know that somebody prays for you. And when you can know that your fraternity brothers are praying for you, it's a whole different feel. While we all recognize that we're one and we're together, that added step of praying that the Lord has allowed us to recognize that's so important to us has changed so many lives, and it's made a difference in so many households, so many chapters. Brothers, please continue doing as you have. Everybody on this call, continue sharing and bringing others to the call, because as our impact, as our numbers grow, our reach gets longer and longer, and we're able to touch more families, more chapters, and more communities. So, brothers, share the good news. Share what we're doing. And please know that you are making a difference. Everyone on here is a part of this history of the difference that's being made. And, brothers, I thank you for it. I thank you from the bottom of my heart every day. And please know, brothers, that I love you all.
And, Dr. Knox, we love you as well, and we thank you for your steadfastness. And we praise God that you will have safe travel. Hopefully you're joining us in Atlantic City at some point over the next couple of days. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I'll see you there. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Brothers, I hope that each of you will continue in prayer for all of the travelers to and from Atlantic City so that the Lord might use us mightily to make an impact on the city of Atlantic City and surrounding areas. We pray that God will bless us in our time together. Quite a few of our brothers who are attending are coming in spite of the pain they're suffering, death in their families. Speak particularly of the Brown brothers. Larry and Kenneth Brown lost their mother, but they're coming to the conference, last I heard, and we want to pray continually for them. They lead us in our effort with our Omega Life membership board and the work that we do there. So God bless each of you, and at this time it's my delight to welcome to the phone line to lead us in our time of meditation, our good brother, pastor from the great state of Texas, but he's the 9th District Chaplain covering the states of Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. Let us now join him in prayer as he leads us during our time of meditation and prayer. Brother Pastor Derek Lott. Pastor Lott, you have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Grant.
Amen. Amen, Brother Lott.
Bring your greetings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the mighty 9th District of our great fraternity, Omega Psi Phi. Today is July the 9th. Our meditation title this morning is Alphabet of a Virtuous Woman, coming from Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs closes with the wise counsel of two godly men, Agar and Lemuel, using the miracle proverbs and pictures from the natural world. Agar summarizes many of the themes that have been woven throughout the book: wisdom and folly, greed and gluttony, adultery and hypocrisy. Then in a beautiful acrostic poem, one in which each verse begins with a succeeding letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Lemuel extols the virtuous wife and mother. Chapter 30 deals with wisdom in twos, threes, and fours, advice from Agar. Chapter 31, wisdom from a godly mother. Chapter 31, verses 1 through 9, and wisdom from a godly wife. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, lectures from Lemuel. Our daily walk this morning, brothers, nothing is contemporary as the question of women's role, both inside and outside the home. And nothing generates more heat and less light than debating the issue without first consulting God's word. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 through 31, Lemuel profiles a woman who is godly, industrious, creative, sensitive, and multi-talented, and a wife and a mother. She wears many different hats. In verse 13, she's a seamstress. In verse 14, she's a merchant. In verse 15, she's a cook. In verse 16, she's a real estate agent. Also in verse 16, she's a gardener. Physical fitness enthusiast in verse 17. She's a community volunteer in verse 20. But her energies are directed primarily toward her home in verse 27. And she is a blessing to her family. Wives, God may have placed you in the home not to stifle your creativity, but to stimulate. Think of your home as a laboratory and Proverbs 31 as your lab manual. Pick one verse and make it your experiment today. And if you're not a wife, which we're not, consider how your life has been enriched by a woman who is more precious than rubies. And let her know today how much you appreciate her. I will thought for the day. Virtue has more admirers than flowers. Virtue has more admirers than flowers. Our insight for today: where is all the time gone? In Proverbs 31:19. Home weaving looms of Bible times. We're often inefficient and time-consuming. No wonder the virtuous woman's lamp burned late into the night. She spent much of her time making beautiful clothing from scratch for the family and the family business. This morning, brothers, we want to lift up in prayer those names that have already been called by GB40. I want to lift up in prayer for every brother that got up this morning to get on his prayer call to intercede for someone else. We want to lift up and thank God for Brother John Ely Jr. From New Omega Chapter in Detroit, Michigan, who's sending prayer requests for Brother Reverend Dr. Charles Gilchrist Adams from New Omega Chapter, Senior Pastor and Hartford Memorial Baptist Church. Pray for God's healing and strengthening and comforting of his body, mind, and spirit as he goes into his retirement years. We want to pray for Brother Moncrief. He's a deacon at Hartford Memorial Baptist Church. We pray for God's continuous healing for him for the coming medical diagnosis. God bless my brothers from Brother Ely Jr. Definitely want to be praying and thanking God for those brothers. We want to lift up in prayer Brother Dez, who lists his nephew, the child that was missing it and drowned at Virginia Beach Oceanfront, 8-year-old who went missing Thursday night, drowned at Virginia Beach. We definitely want to be praying for that family, praying for his uncle. Definitely want to be praying. Good evening, Brother Chaplain and prayer warriors. These prayers and faith in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Number one, please pray for Brother Dr. Maurice Gross, who has started an aggressive chemotherapy program for stage 4 lung cancer out of Long Beach, California. We want to pray for Brother Paul Hodson, who will begin an aggressive rehabilitation this week following a stroke affecting his left side. He is from L.A. Please pray for comfort care for our 29th 12th District Rep, Brother Charles Peavy, from Phoenix, Arizona, who will be entering a hospice facility tomorrow in Gilbert, Arizona. He is very weak, sleeping most of the time, nearing end of the life. We're going to be continuing prayer for Brother Brown's wife, Heidi Brown, that the Lord will bless her soon and very soon with meaningful employment, rewarding her for her faithful service toward the Lord. Thank you, Brother Michael Brown, for those prayer requests. Brother Rudolph Boone Jr. Is requesting prayer be lifted for Jeffrey Talton, 8D, who is recovering from a series of back surgeries. We pray that God will work through his physical therapist to help him return to full health and minimal pain. Definitely lifting that brother up in prayer. Praying for Brother Blue, who's praying. Say, good morning, brothers. Please pray for me and my family, Donna Cedric II, also Ethan, and my brother's daughter, who stage 4 cancer that has been getting positive results. Once we started praying for her, brothers, I'm asking for a special prayer that God will bring me through my procedure, because that is why I have no justifiable complaints from Brother Blue. Brothers, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you now for this opportunity to just speak with you, O God. Father, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly, the opportunity to speak with you in prayer. Father, you know the conditions of every name that was called. We lift them up in the name of Jesus right now. We pray for comfort, O God, for the family who lost the 4-year-old child, the 8-year-old child. And Father, we pray, O God, for those that have to sit on by the bedside of that former district representative, O God. We ask that you give his family comfort. We ask that you give the brothers around him strength and the kind words to share with him as he's nearing the end of life. But even in that, oh God, you have the final say-so. You have the final verdict, oh God. And we just pray, oh God, that you give him comfort. You give him peace, oh God. We lift up those names that GB40 called before you, oh God. We ask that you just move in that direction, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you give them strength. Heal their bodies, oh God. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give you the praise. And we pray, oh God, for our brother's wife who is searching for a job, oh God. And, Father, I know and I realize that you are the one who opened doors that can't be closed. And you're the one to close doors that man can never open again, oh God. We say thank you and we declaim victory right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for every senior brother that's in our fraternity that's going through pains of life, that's going through the trials and the tribulations of life, oh God. And we pray for our young brothers, oh God, that's also going through pains and trials and tribulations. Give them clarity of speech and clear mind to make God-given decisions, oh God. And Father, as we go throughout our day, Father, we carefully give you praise. We carefully raise our hands and say thank you, oh God. And Father, carefully and strategically put somebody in our life today, oh God, that we can point to you, oh God, that we can say an encouraging word to, oh God, but making sure that you get all of the glory and all of the praise. We ask and we ask, oh God, for traveling grace for those that will be going to the leadership conference, oh God. We pray, oh God, that these pilots have the best navigation experience that they ever had, oh God. We pray, oh God, that every car stay in the right lane, oh God. We pray, oh God, that every bus driver have sleep and clarity, oh God. We pray, oh God, because these are your kids. We are your children, and we pray for divine traveling grace. We ask it in Jesus the Christ's name. We pray that every brother shout amen.
Amen.